the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
Improving energy efficiency, increasing access to ICT, and the reopening of Alpart were some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining last year. 2015 saw the government push to lower fuel costs by further diversifying the country's energy mix. These included the construction of Wigton 3, a 24-megawatt expansion of its Wigton wind farm complex in Rosehill, Manchester, and a 36.3-megawatt wind farm at Monroe, St. Elizabeth. Energy Minister Philip Powell says Jamaica has attracted investments of over $20 billion in renewable energy projects. These projects, he notes, are in keeping with the government's initiative to lower the cost of electricity for Jamaicans. Minister Powell says with Jamaica's improved business ranking, investors are now realizing that Jamaica is a good place to do business. The government wrapped up distribution of tablet computers under the pilot phase of its Tablets in Schools program. This with the presentation of tablets to 450 students at the Parrytown Primary and Infant School in St. Anne on January 28, and 250 tablets to students at the Rio Bueno Primary in Trelawney in the same month. Under the Tablets in Schools project, tablet computers were distributed to teachers and students in 38 educational institutions across the island.
It costed us $1.4 billion Jamaican dollars. It's not cheap. I'm so pleased that the teachers are so much into the program, because as we move to the next stage, the teachers' colleges are going to be fully embraced.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Powell. The Tablets in Schools pilot project is implemented by eLearning Jamaica, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, in collaboration with the Ministry of Education and the Universal Service Fund. Number portability was successfully implemented in Jamaica in June 2015. Close to 100 Jamaicans successfully switched service providers during the first day of implementation.
The system of the various companies did stand up to the test, and so our fears have not materialized. So we are very pleased. The report so far is that everything was seamless, and people are generally happy. All the providers are happy with the way the system is working.
Minister Powell was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Number portability allows fixed line and mobile phone customers to switch networks while keeping their original phone numbers. Residents of several communities across Jamaica received electricity for the first time in 2015. These include Low Street in central Manchester, Newtown in central Westmoreland, Bush Road and Red Hills 10-foot Road in northwest St. Elizabeth. This was made possible through the Rural Electrification Program, REP, which was renamed the National Energy Solution Company Limited, NESOL, in 2015. The move saw the expansion of the organization's functions and mandate.
So we have completed 97.5%. The global average is 75%, and we're not going to rest until every single nook and cranny of Jamaica has electricity.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Powell. Chief Executive Officer of NESOL, Garfield Daly, says in the past 3 years, NESOL has distributed more than 120 pole lines and wired over 3,000 households. And finally, mining activities at the Alpart Bauxite Alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth resumed in March under the government's agreement with Russian aluminum company UC Rusal. The agreement will facilitate the mining and export of up to 2 million tons of raw bauxite for a period of 18 months, valued at an estimated $60 million. In September, the government reopened Port Kaiser in St. Elizabeth to facilitate the first shipment of bauxite from the Alpart plant in 7 years. The recommissioning of Alpart, including the refinery, port, mines and other facilities, is expected to generate some 1,200 jobs in various capacities. The government will continue its target of improving energy efficiency and increasing access to ICT and electricity for the upcoming year, in keeping with Goal 3 of Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.